USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday targeting social media companies by seeking to limit liability protections provided under the U.S. law. That after Twitter fact-checked a few of the president's tweets.
What they choose to fact-check and what they choose to ignore or even promote is nothing more than a political activism group.
Police in the Twin Cities preparing for another night of protests as people are angry about the death of an African-American man who was killed while being handcuffed and in police custody. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo admits not everyone there is from the area.
Yes, there were certainly people who were involved in the activities last night, but we're certainly not recognized as being here from the city.
And for the first time ever, due to the coronavirus, the Boston Marathon has been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of first-time unemployment claims is still in the millions. The Labor Department is reporting more than 2 million Americans sought initial jobless benefits last week. That brings the total up to nearly 41 million Americans over the past 2.5 months. Those numbers suggest a quarter of the workforce has lost jobs during the pandemic. A 5-day manhunt is over for a man accused of killing 2 people in Connecticut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of 2 Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration says it could no longer certify Hong Kong's political autonomy from China, a move that could trigger sanctions. As USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997 when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy.
Speaking of sanctioning, the United States is also talking about sanctioning China over their handling of the coronavirus, which originated from Wuhan. And Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says he'd be on board with that.
Look, we have to face the facts with China. First, it's important to distinguish between the people of China and the Chinese Communist Party, which is populated by thugs. Number two, you can't trust the Chinese Communist Party, ever. I wouldn't turn my back on them if they were 2 days dead.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.